The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now to the news, though, that the on-the-spot fines for littering and dog fouling will rise from €150 to €250 from the beginning of September. But will this make a difference if enforcement is still an issue? Well, I'm joined by Donal Ryan, who's a vet from City Vet in Limerick. Good morning, Donal.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Will higher fines mean less dog poo on the streets?
I'd be pleasantly surprised, Claire, if it made any difference. And it's, of course, for me, it's an issue that is not being sufficiently resourced at present. And I can't imagine that it's going to be resourced into the future. Unfortunately, it's an appalling vista, an awful experience if you stand in it, or for people who might put their wheelchair or their child's buggy rolling you through it. It's not pleasant. And the big issue is the disease, a particular disease associated with dog fouling, a disease called toxocariasis, which is a type of disease that's called a zoonosis. In other words, it can be spread from animals to children. And in children, it can lead to blindness. It's been around for a very long time. I can recall your colleague, Gay Byrne, in the 70s, giving out about dog fouling. Nothing, to my mind, has changed since then.
Except the fact that we have more dogs now as pets, don't we? Far more
That's
than we
correct.
Would have had
yeah.
back then.
Yeah, far more, yeah.
So, I mean, even though the fine now will be €250 in September, you're saying not enough people will have that fine imposed upon them to make a difference. So that comes back to enforcement.
But I suppose, yes, who's going to, like, where are the resources to enforce these regulations? Because, first of all, to my knowledge, there's two dog wardens in Limerick. Will it be the dog warden's responsibility? Will the guards be pursuing it and dealing with it? I don't know what the answer to that will be. Mm-hmm. But then it also comes down to, you know, evidence, because how do you go to court and prove that your dog or your brown dog or my brown dog did the poo on the footpath?
Mm-hmm. I see that in 2024, Vision Ireland did research that showed there were 48 fines issued by local authorities across the country. 48 for dog fouling.
No
fines at all in 14 local council areas. So, I mean, based on those figures, you're dead right. It doesn't make a blind bit of difference if it was €1,000. If you're not fining people, it doesn't make any difference.
But there's also, I mean, resourcing it means, and what I mean by that is, who's going to actually pick up the poo, identify it as your dog's poo? Is the taxpayer going to thank you for expending resources on patrolling dog poo? Will it hold up in court? Because, you know, whose brown dog did you see pooing on the footpath? So that's down to, I mean, you can identify animals with microchips, but you can't identify the poo belonging to the animal without DNA testing.
Yes, and DNA testing, I know, was discussed by Wicklow County Council as an option here for pursuing people who leave their stuff on the streets. Is it feasible to think that that might work?
It is, but I suppose it's all down to who's going to pay for it, because I don't know that there is the option now for animals to do DNA testing for disease purposes, so it should be technically available. I'm not familiar with the cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the cost going to fall on me, the dog owner, or is going to fall on the taxpayer, or as who should be paying for all this? I don't know. I know that the various veterinary organisations have been involved in doing a lot of work on trying to sort these issues out. But it's very difficult to see, in my mind anyway, where the resources are going to come from to enforce all these fines.
Okay. And what do you think it is about us? Or do you think that it's a particular problem here in Ireland that we seem to think as dog owners that it's okay to leave dog poo on the footpath?
I suspect it's a much wider problem than an Irish problem. You know, it is about responsible pet ownership. A lot of people don't put leashes on their dogs. Even if you're seeing people walking with leashes on their dogs, you can often see people are entirely careless or oblivious to other footpath users. In other words, they don't keep the dog under adequate control, even though the dog is on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a lot of aberrant behaviour in dog owners that it is just part and parcel of life.
So do you think that we're just not responsible dog owners in general?
Well, I suppose the bar isn't set very high for people. You know, there's as I say, your dog can poo on the side of the footpath and you walk away. Like that's happening for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what people have done, and they don't expect that they should have to clean up their dog's poo. But you will see loads and loads of people doing it. And it's become a standard thing for an awful lot of people. The dog poos, they take out their little plastic bag, they pick it up and off they go. But I suppose the control of dogs, in other words, that there's plenty of dogs roaming free and they do foul in public, and it's very difficult to manage that.
And it's not just, as you said at the beginning, it's not just the dirt, the fact that it'll get on buggy wheels and wheelchair wheels and onto people's shoes.
Yeah.
It's a safety issue because there's nasties in that poo.
Well, they're very nasty nasties if you get them. And you know, it's, as I say, if you're in a wheelchair and you've no choice, or you inadvertently drive through your wheelchair and the dog dirt on the handle or the wheel, like, they shouldn't have to tolerate that. That would be my view as mm-hmm. a member of the public.
I have a message here, Donal, that I want to ask you about. People in my local park pick up their dog poo off the path, and when no one is looking, they chuck it into the bushes or into someone's garden, which is worse than leaving it on the ground. Now, clearly throwing it into someone's garden, that is not something that anybody should do. But I remember walking in a sort of country estate that was open to the public with the dogs, and I was going to pick up the poo, and the owner came down to me and said, kick that into the bush because it's more environmentally friendly than using that plastic bag that you have there. Do you agree with that?
Well, I suppose that's a point, but the issue is the dog fouling. And, you know, if you have a proper bag, I understand you can get the
biodegradable bags.
The biodegradable bags, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. But it's the thinking and the analysis that is perfectly familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it is that, you know, it's not, it's kind of an issue at a distance from me, the dog owner. Now, if you remind me of a lady years ago, and I was explaining this issue to her about not having her dog poo on the footpath. And she was delighted to tell me that she trained her dog to step off the footpath and poo in the gutter just beside the footpath.
Right.
You know, I said nothing because she got the concept, but, you know, it was still in public. The dog was pooing, but it wasn't on the footpath.
Mm-hmm. And you're thinking about the disease that could spread as a result.
Well, everything that goes with it, because mm-hmm. you know, even if, you know, you get it on the heel of your shoe or in, you know, you might be bringing it around at home unaware of it.
Yeah.
But also, you're going to end up cleaning your shoe for somebody else's.
Yeah, this is another side to this as well, yeah. That, and I'm sure you've seen this in your work, that people are treating their dogs more like humans, you know, like dog babies.
Yeah.
And so yeah. They're allowing them to do things like, you know, eat with the family, or, you know, you see photographs of dogs licking ice creams. That is a change as well, I think, isn't it, in recent times?
It is, yeah. Well, it's something, I suppose, I'm fond of animals. I grew up with dogs. I work with them every day. They're great fun. The owners are great fun. They're a great asset to people's lives. And in terms of, you know, human experience, I think dogs and cats and pets enrich human experience. But there are some habits that people shouldn't do. I had a client in the consulting room, I don't know, the last 12 or 18 months, and I was doing something on the computer, and I heard this kind of licking sound, and I looked up, and the guy had the dog on the table licking his mouth. Now, it sounded like kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of looked at the situation, and I couldn't stop myself from pointing out to him what he was doing was entirely unhygienic. That dog is licking its bum. That dog is eating his own poo. He's eating other dogs' poo. And again, something I tell a lot of people and they're revolted. But dogs love cat poo.
That's what they do.
It's a delicate, and that's what they do. And, you know, there's advertising on TV in my local branch of the Bank of Ireland. There was a wall-sized poster of two guys with their dog, and the dog is licking one of the guys on the face. It's so frustrating. I think I'm going to go right to the whatever the advertising authority, but I never do.
Mm-hmm.
There's an ad on TV, again, I think it's for an insurance company, where there's a small child, looks maybe 2.5, 3 year old, the ice cream in the ad, and a puppy. The puppy isn't licking the ice cream, but it's so close to the ice cream, there's an inference that the next thing the puppy is going to do is lick the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that should not be in any advertising or any promotion.
Yes,
the concept
really
of
dangerous.
The dog. Well, it's omitting an awful lot. It's selling the same message. As I say, I'm delighted to work with animals. They're absolutely fabulous. We've got to be realistic about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have an issue where if you have dogs that are nasty, they're dangerous. They can bite. You know, again, I've seen that in public. I remember a few years ago down in Kilkee when I was on a holiday, a dog was tied up outside a supermarket, and this guy with his little toddler was walking up to the dog, a little Jack Russell, and going to, and I couldn't believe it. He's kind of molesting the dog, but he's going to get his little child to rub the dog. And I'm thinking to myself, what happens when the dog bites the child?
Yeah, which is always a possibility. Always a possibility, regardless of what anyone says about the nature. Now, I want to come back to the poo, right? Because the listener says those biodegradable bags still take hundreds of years to biodegrade. And this listener says it's absolutely much more environmentally friendly to kick it under a bush, or better yet, bury it. This is what hill walkers have to do when they're out in the wild, says Con.
Yeah, but that's somebody, at least this person is putting forward a proposal that dog owners should bury it. Now, I wouldn't entirely agree with her, but dog owners do not, the dog owners that are allowing this happen take no responsibility for their dog's poo.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line for you is to pick it up. I have Councillor Peter Horgan on the line as well. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us. What do you think of this government decision now to increase the fines from €150 to €250 for dog fouling?
It sounds like a great headline, but without any changes in the enforcement as been discussed, it's actually a useless measure to take, because at the moment you are trying to prove a negative. You have to catch someone in the act of not cleaning up after their dog. You have to be willing to go to court and prove it. And that's why we're not seeing any fines levied in Cork City Council, which I'm a member of, a handful in Cork County Council. And as you said, Vision Ireland did a report of 48 fines across the entire country a few years ago. I have a motion in my City Council at the moment that we would change, install a bylaw that basically, if you're in control of a dog and you don't have a mechanism to pick up after that dog, you will be subject to a fine. It's a blunt instrument, and I'll admit that it's blunt, and it's subject now to legal advice. But our legal advice now is that we're struggling to proceed with it because of primary legislation. So if the minister is listening, if Minister Alan Dillon is listening today, there is time before his announcement to increase the fines, yes, but also to bring forward amendments to primary legislation to allow local authorities to proceed with bylaws that can tackle the issue of enforcement of
dog fouling.
So
you'd have to have the bags on you or you're guilty of the offence.
You would. And what you have is Cork, and I can speak for Cork City Council as a member and Cork County Council, we're giving out thousands of dog fouling bags. And regardless of people saying the biodegradability of these bags, I don't think I agree with the idea of kick it under a bush. I'm a father of three young kids. One's only 10 months old, so he's not running into bushes. But my kids, when we go for a walk, they run everywhere and anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact, you kick it under a bush, one of my children would run under that bush and come out covered in dog poo.
Yeah, not pleasant. A listener says councils are at fault also by not putting enough bins in parks and on the streets. I have other messages saying that there were bins, like in Lucan, for example, a lot of dog poo bins, and they're all gone now. And they feel that if dog owners are expected to carry around these bags, which is also not pleasant if you're out on a walk and there's no bin for ages, that is also discouraging people from picking it up.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a dog fouling bin. It just could be a regular bin. You know, just have a regular bin, a more regular bin than I walk with. What I've been calling for, we spend a lot in poster competitions, and poster competitions are great, and they're a great educational tool. It's not 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds not picking up after their dog. It's a 44 and 54-year-olds not picking up after their dog. So we need to put our money into enforcement and changing the enforcement that is said regarding bylaws, but we also need to tackle the high footfall areas, like you're saying. Like, most of the time, if you're walking a dog, and I don't have a dog, but I know people who do, you're walking them very early in the morning or very late in the evening. A lot of the time, our enforcement officers are not working at those times.
Yeah.
So you do need to have, times. And we had a case in Cork City Council where we had undercover enforcement officers 2 years ago, and no fines were levied as a result of it, because the idea of catching someone in the act of not doing something, it's an impossible thing to prove.
But even if I'm just thinking about your proposal to, you know, make people liable if they don't have the bags on them, like, we still will have a problem with enforcement. You know, if people aren't being caught now, what makes it more likely that they will be caught for not having the bags on them?
Well, you would have to have a big push of enforcement in that regard. I fully believe that if you brought in this bylaw, coupled with more dog fouling bags available, more bins available in areas, which is coming through our council in different walking areas, I believe that if you had a spate of fines levied and paid over a 2 to 3 week period, that would send a message to those people who know for a fact they're not going to get fined at the moment. They know it. They know it in their heart that if they're walking the marina in Cork, if they're walking anywhere around the country, the chance and the likelihood of them getting fined is slim to none. But if they see on the front page of any paper or on your radio show on a Monday morning that over the weekend there were 50 fines issued because people didn't have a bag, and
it might change
all the boxes
things
by saying bags are provided. I know Cove, my colleague Cathal Rasmussen in Cove produces thousands of bags a month through Cork County Council to give out to people through the tidy towns. So there is answers to here, and there is dedicated funding that we can direct towards solving the issue. But it does require a mindset change from that tiny minority who don't clean up after their dog.
I don't know if it's a tiny minority. If you look at any street, it seems to be more than that. Councillor Peter Horgan, Labour Party councillor in Cork City, thank you for joining us. And earlier we heard from Donal Ryan, Limerick City Vet, from City Vet. And if you have anything to say about dog poo, whether you pick it up or you choose to leave it on the footpath, or if you've fallen victim to dog poo on your footpath, do let us know on WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.